I am sustained by the love of God. You are 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 sustained by the love of God. They are sustained by the love of God. They are sustained by the love of God. They are sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. Okay, we're gonna be on page 367. That was the best Halloween. I'm telling you, that was a really great Halloween. Had a lot of fun. Went to one party. It was disguised as a Halloween gathering, but it was really all these beings from different realities all hanging out together, for once able to do it without anybody tripping out. I've never seen people be so creative in expressing themselves as I experienced in the four parties I went to. It was my assignment. My assignment was to have fun. And
I'm going to... Did you dress up? Okay.
Yeah. I'm aware one day when I feel spontaneous like that. I'm aware to class.
All right.
I got to tell us what it is.
No, that way I can change my mind and you'll never know. So we're going to be on page 367. And I want to support you in having fun. I want to support you in enjoying yourself. It's a radical concept. Because we are very serious truth students.
Very serious.
The goal of truth requires faith. If you're going to reach the goal of experiencing love, it requires faith. Faith is implicit in the acceptance of the Holy Spirit's purpose. Faith is implicit in the acceptance of the loving mind's purpose. If you have the purpose of love and happiness, then faith is just implicit in that. And this faith is all-inclusive. Where the goal of truth is set, their faith must be. Your faith must be where your goal is set. The goal establishes the fact that everyone involved in the goal will play his part in its accomplishment. The goal establishes the fact that everyone involved in your goal will play their role in the accomplishment of your goal. The goal establishes the fact that everyone involved in the goal will play their part in the accomplishment of the goal. When you set a goal, everyone involved in the goal will play their part in its accomplishment. When you set the goal of experiencing the truth, of experiencing peace, of experiencing happiness, and experiencing love, Everyone involved in it will play their part in its accomplishment. This is inevitable. No one will fail in anything. This seems to ask for faith beyond you. That seems to ask for more faith than I have. To believe that when I set a goal, every one of you are going to do everything to help me achieve that goal, and you're going to all play your roles to help me achieve my goal. Mm-hmm. To believe that as soon as I set a goal, everyone's going to play their part in helping me achieve my goal. That seems like that's calling for a faith that's beyond me. What about you? And it seems like it's a faith that's beyond what you can give. Not only is it beyond me, it don't seem like I can even give the kind of faith that I just, I mean, when I set a goal, I have to assume that you're going to play the part that's necessary helping me achieve the goal. That looks like this calling for a lot of faith. And it looks like this calling for more faith than I got to give. And so this is so. But only, it says what? From the viewpoint of the ego. Only from the viewpoint of a mind that is afraid. Only from the viewpoint of a mind that doesn't know the truth. Does it seem like it's calling for more faith than you have to believe that everybody around you would help you accomplish your goal? Only a fearful mind doesn't believe in their brothers and sisters. Okay? That's the ego. Okay? The ego believes in solving conflict through fragmentation and doesn't perceive the situation as a whole. So what does that mean? It means that I'm going to try to split off segments of the situation, and I'm going to try to deal with all these different segments of the situation separately. I'm going to try to deal with this over here and that over there and them over there and them over there and that over there. I'm an ego. I believe that I don't have enough faith to believe that everything is going to play its part in helping me achieve my happiness. So what I got to do is see if I can fragment a few people off and see if I can get what I want out of a few people, because I got to deal with everything separately because I don't believe in everybody. So I got to find somebody, separate them off and try to get it out of them. I don't perceive the situation as a whole. I just believe in fragmenting everything. And then the court says, you know why? I have faith in separation. I don't have faith in oneness. I don't have faith in wholeness. I have faith in separation. So I'm going to try to separate off everything and deal with it separately, because I don't want to believe I could set the goal and everybody would play their part in the accomplishment of the goal of truth and sanity. So what does that mean? You can do that all the way with the course. So what does that mean? It means that when you're confronted with any aspect of a situation that seems difficult, every time you're confronted with a situation that seems difficult, you will attempt to take the part that seems difficult elsewhere and see if you can't resolve it elsewhere. It will look like it's successful when you try to resolve situations separately, but this trying to deal with everything separately, it really conflicts with unity. So when you're trying to deal with everything separately, your goal is actually hiding your real goal, because your real goal is truth and oneness and sanity. Breathe. So when you deal with situations separately and think you have resolved the situation separately, you do experience peace, but it's not experienced except in fantasy. So therefore, many people are having the fantasy of peace. What's the fantasy of peace? The fantasy of peace is a peace that doesn't last. Fantasy peace is a peace that doesn't last. It's a peace that you have sometimes and a peace that you don't have sometimes. It's a love. A fantasy love is a love you have sometimes and a love you don't have sometimes. A fantasy peace is a peace you have sometimes and a peace you don't have. A fantasy freedom is a freedom you have sometimes and a freedom you don't have sometimes. A fantasy prosperity is when you broke one week and you think you got some money the next. That's fantasy prosperity. That's a fantasy of peace. because I'm trying to deal with all these different situations in my life separately, because I don't believe if I was to really set the goal of love and really set the goal of sanity and really set the goal of truth and really set the goal of oneness, every single person in my world would play their part in the accomplishment of that objective.